Oh, here comes Mr. Braggadocious this morning. Pork Chop's like, hey, I got percentages if you want to know how much I won Song of the Day. By the way, that was the band Perry If I Die Young, and the category was Biggest Tearjerker Song, kind of makes you cry.
Yeah, and they're also an awesome group. They're brothers and sister, and they've been through a lot, going from pop to country to pop. And you know,
I love that song. Yeah, it's a good one. I did win with 37% of the vote, by the way.
Oh. By the way, just
thank
sliding
you.
That in there.
Really, really appreciate that.
Just side note.
Thank you so much for the update. Okay, I am not a big fan of this, but I'm sure that Mackenzie, Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop are certainly going to be happy about this. This is what temperature you should keep your house at, and it blows my mind because it sounds like I'm in the desert. Consumer Reports released some setting recommendations for your air conditioners. They say it's going to help down, cut down the energy and save you some money with the cost. The coolest, the absolute coolest, they say you should keep your house in your home in the summer, 78 degrees when you're home. Or are you kidding me?
Okay, what is your set at right now?
Like 70? Like 69?
See, I would guess yours was set at like 65.
Oh, yeah.
You like it cold.
Oh, I would. I got to argue with my wife. She's like, it's too expensive. We're going to go broke. But I'm like, we should go broke so I can stay cold.
So you have it at 70. Mine's a 71. What about you guys?
I know my parents keep theirs at 79 at home, which is outrageous. But mine is 77 right now. But that's because I'm not home and it's just like the cats. So
yeah, your poor cats.
Yeah, I don't
die.
No, they're fine.
Liv, what do you have your set at?
Well, I don't have AC in my apartment.
Okay.
So it's just whatever my fans can do.
Oh my God.
Oh man. This was funny. Before coming on board, I asked Porkchop, I'm like, what do you guys battle about the most? And he said the thermostat. And here in the studio, he's like, when you come in, make sure and you bring a coat or a sweater, even in the summer. I'm said, okay.
Yeah, I'm wearing a winter jacket right now.
It's impossible to even do anything with our stuff because we could have it where the same temperature it's at right now, and tomorrow it could feel like 1,000 degrees. It could feel like we're in hell.
Oh, interesting.
And then today it's like ice cold. So I would rather be ice cold than sweating everywhere. So I'm even a little chilly, but I'll take it over the extreme heat. They also say while you're at work or away, they recommend the setting at 85. Are you kidding
85?
Me?
85? The tropics up in there.
I know. Am I having a greenhouse inside of my place? What am I growing there?
And I like it warm, but whoo, that's hot.
Like, oh, great. I'm walking into Florida. This is wonderful.
It's like hot yoga all the time.
And this is something I could not do because I need it cold. When you're sleeping, Energy Star says to set the thermostat at 82 degrees.
See, I like to sleep. I like it cold when I sleep, and then I like to get comfy under the covers.
Yeah, I sleep naked, not to try to turn anybody
on.
You do? Yes. Well, I mean, I understand, that's not the safest idea if your house burns down, for sure. But in general, yeah, I sleep naked because, I mean, it's comfortable. Your body is meant to be nude.
Does your wife sleep naked? Is that too personal? I was just wondering.
No, it's not too personal. Sometimes, I don't know. I think she likes to wear pajamas. She's a pajama kind of gal.
So you're just there, all out, and she's like in her cute little pajama set.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, we used to have matching ones, but
adorable.
Got a tear in the butt cheek, so we can't continue that tradition anymore.
So you're like, forget it, nothing, all or nothing.
All or nothing. Hey, tweet us, Radio Now AM Show. I'd like to know if anybody else agrees with the extreme temperatures that they're recommending, because if you do, well, you're crazy and you're insane.